sounds not so kind. I've sensed the light can make you out tonight. I wonder why the mask is
in the club, we're all wony.
What?
In the club, we're all wony.
Huh?
In the club, we're all W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM.
Oh, right, right.
100 years ago, there were 100,000 tigers in the wild. Today, there are as few as 3,200. The Earth's wild animals can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, February 14th, it's Valentine's Day. Join Student Association at Hunt at 11 a.m. to create positive affirmations for yourself. On Saturday, February 15th, Activities Council is hosting Club Odyssey on 182 Main Street. Stop by at 7 p.m. to learn more. At 8 p.m., join Activities Council for a showing of Greed at the Red Dragon Theater. On Sunday, February 16th, tune in to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta and stay warm. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Welcome to the Shot Diet with me and David. And we're just going to talk about basketball for the next hour or so. And yeah, just talk about some things. And do you want me to ask a question first?
Yes, let's start with the question.
Alright, the question I have is, do you think in the next coming years we'll see a like a U.S. versus world all-star game?
Technical difficulties. Give us a second.
Okay.
Honestly, probably not. But this year they're essentially doing it. Like, I feel like this is like the closest they'll like get to this without actually like making it world versus U.S. Because my only like thing I'd be worried about is that actually does too.
Sorry, everyone.
I had automation on. Okay, all right. We're back on track, guys. All right. Let's restart this. Happy Friday. I have Logan. This is me. This is David. The Shot Diet. Okay. World versus U.S. I think they essentially got really close to it this year with the whole like drafting teams and stuff.
That whole draft thing was so rigged.
100%.
It was so fake. I mean, you have one team with like the Rising Stars. You had the one team with all like the U.S. superstars. And then you had like the national team. Because what was the draft over? Because didn't Barkley have the national team? Or not tonight. Didn't Barkley draft all like the national players?
Yeah, he drafted like the international players, like Jokic, Shea, and them.
Yeah, he drafted Jokic, Giannis, and Wemby back to back to back.
Yeah, I have my issues with the pick. I don't know why Kenny Smith didn't pick Shea.
I think it was fake just so they could do it.
100%.
But that's besides the point.
But yeah, but back what I was saying before. Music. No, oh my God.
I'm tired. All-star team. All-star. Okay. Yes. I don't think it's going to happen because it's going to be hard to get, like, 12 all-stars from the world and, like, not just, like, pick Jamal Murray just because. Like, I don't want that's it true. To be, like, you're just giving it to him because, you know, he was born in Germany. Like,
I mean, how many players would that be? Because I don't want to do that right now. That's true. I didn't really think about that, but I saw a lot of discussion on Twitter. And I think it'd be cool. It'd be interesting. Maybe not an all-star game, but maybe bring to like the Rising Star games. Rising Star.
Oh, like bring it back.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know how long do you think they're going to go on with the four-team idea?
We'll see how it works this year.
I was a little confused with that at first. But
the only thing that I don't like about it, they should have... I don't know why the Rising Stars are playing an all-star game.
Listen.
They should have just let them... They should have just had, like, six players for four teams. And then, like, have it like that. Like, if that's, like, the pickup style they want to have, that'd be better. But I guess, like, maybe, like, minutes. Because, like, not every player kind of wants to play in the all-star game too much. So I get that part. But the Rising Stars, it should be fun. I don't know. Whoever's playing the Rising Stars might, like, blow them out by a lot of points. But it should be fun. Actually, side note, it would be nice to get, like, the Amen Thompsons and the Asar Thompsons. Like, they're going to get some crazy national buzz because, like, now they're playing an all-star game. So I guess, like uplifting, like, the young players was the idea. So I like it.
Hopefully they don't get blown out.
That's the goal. Let's see. But I am excited for Rising Stars. I'm excited for Rising Stars. It's going to be cool. I forgot the teams, but I'm rooting for whatever team Amen, Asar, and Bilal Kubali is on. I think that team's going to be really nice.
Oh, that's the sophomore team?
Yeah. I think they drafted teams.
For Rising Stars?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
No, they've drafted like the last.
They drafted everyone? Yeah. I didn't really pay attention.
It's like, is it Team Pau? Because I know Pau Gasol drafted a team like last year.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because all I saw was like the players who got like elected to play in it. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see like the actual draft process.
Oh, yeah, me neither. I don't know where they like streamed that draft. But
it should be fun.
I'm excited. Rising Stars. Honestly, All-Star Weekend, I never really have any complaints outside, like, the dunk contest.
Oh, okay. That's something I do want to talk about. I think people take the All-Star Weekend way too serious.
100%.
And more so the game itself.
Like that. Man, I say this all the time. The only few things I come for the All-Star Game for is to see my favorite players play with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Alley-oops and dunks. Everything else, I'm really not there for. If I wanted to see close, hard-nosed defense, people diving on the loose balls, that's why I watched the regular season and the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, there's literally 82 times 30, and then plus the 16 playoff games you see. There's plenty of that, guys, all right?
So. Definitely. And also, you really want these players going all out in an All-Star game from start to finish? Because at the end of the games, they actually do start trying, because that's just the competitive nature of, like, basketball players.
Yes.
But then, like, if someone were to, like, get badly injured, God forbid, but that would just be bad.
Yes.
That's why they don't really try.
And it's unrealistic. Like, yeah. This is their break, okay?
Yeah, it's just exactly. Like, it's just for fun.
I don't know.
And you'll never see any other, like the Pro Bowl. No one will ever say anything bad about the Pro Bowl.
No, they switched to flag football for a reason. They played 4 months of the most, like, dangerous sport on the planet. So, yeah, they don't want to play another game for fun. They want to play flag football. It's fine. It's entertaining.
Exactly. That's it. And even the dunk contest, so many dunks have been done. So, like, unless you want to, like, recycled stuff.
Yes. That is where the real thing should come in. No more dunk contests. I'm okay with that.
And you know what you replace it with? The 1v1 tournament.
All right. See, now we're talking. But see, this. Let's see. I think people would do the 1v1 tournament, but it's going to be fun when we see, like...
Would you think All-Stars would do it?
I definitely think KD would do it.
I think it'd be interesting. I definitely want to see it. I know this has been, like, something I've been thinking about since, like, 2019. I think it'd be really cool. But I don't know. I don't know if, like... Because it would be a lot more competitive, I guess, and it wouldn't... I don't know, maybe you don't do All-Stars, but, like, if you can get, like, Bones Highland in there.
I see.
Players.
One, I think Bones Highland would give a lot of people a run for their money. But I truly think KD, PG,
all PG, guys, 2025.
Yes. All those guys would, they would definitely do it. But I feel like we're just running out of time now. Well, not running out of time, because it's going to be, like, Shea and Tatum for, like, the next, like, 5 or 6 years. But, like... Why not? We know more dunk contests. I don't want to see Mac McClung. Please. Like, I don't want to end my nights with Mac McClung. And I love Andre Jackson Jr. I really don't want to see him dunk.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't like Andre Jackson Jr.
Well, he's nice.
He just, there's something about him that just, like, makes me annoyed.
Because he's not on your team. Now, if he was on your team,
he's one of those players. No.
100%.
No. He just seems like a... Like, I remember... Who was on it? He got, like, a double tech. He got, like, a flagrant two on, like, a dirty play. He's, like, a dirty player. I don't know how to explain it.
Dirty player? I think he's very... I don't know.
Like, he's, like, Dylan Brooks of, like... Never mind.
Yeah, he's one of those
hard nosed players.
Yeah, like the I know exactly which.
But he takes it to another level, and that's a whole different topic.
I think if I don't know how we got on Andre Jackson, but
because it's dunk contest.
Oh yeah.
Who else is it? It's Castle and Buzelis.
I don't know. He can like jump that high, but
he's 6'10". This could be interesting. Who is the tallest player to be in a dunk contest?
Jericho Sims.
How tall is he?
He's like 7'1" or 7 foot.
Why would they allow? No wonder why he did so bad.
Well, he didn't do good because he's not coordinated, which is nothing. See, I don't want to get into Jericho something, but
you don't want to do that. Oh, Dwight Howard? No,
Dwight Howard's 6'11". I think it's Jericho Sims among other people. But like in recent memory, Jericho Sims like 7 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Stunk. But what was I saying? Yes, Andre Jackson. Give that man a jumper, and he's gonna do great things. Hopefully, not for the Bucks though. But he's gonna do great things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and 3-point contest is always cool.
3-point contest is great.
I'm sad they didn't do the WNBA and the NBA one.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
It was actually really entertaining last year.
It was.
Because they didn't. I forgot why too. I can go find a tweet that Shams was
up. I forgot the reason. Like I read Sabrina wasn't doing it again, and I was like, oh my interest. That's sad.
Yeah,
but it's okay. Yeah, but the 3-point contest has been like the best thing, the best like Saturday night event for like the last 3-4 years.
Oh, I found it. Shams said NBA's Mike Bass said, "We weren't able to land on a plan we thought would raise the bar off of last year's special moment. We all agreed to not proceed and instead keep the focus on the All-Star Sunday new format." Which doesn't really make sense, but...
I guess they just didn't think it was going to be as great as last year. And they didn't want to make it like a reoccurring thing, maybe? I don't know. But they should make a reoccurring
thing. They should be.
Because I feel like the WNBA needs... it'd be nice if like they got a boost like every All-Star weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Okay. Wait, do you have any more?
That's about it. Okay. You can go ahead with your question.
Let's take a trip down memory lane. And
okay.
This is the third season of everyone's favorite trade, the Rudy Gobert trade. Oh, this is the third season of it. I was doing a little bit of thinking. So I wanted to ask you, what grade would you give that trade, looking back on it 3 years from now?
Who was in that? It was like 5 picks.
Yes, it was 4 first round picks, a pick swap, and then Malik Beasley, Patrick Beverley, Jared Vanderbilt, Leandro Balmero, and maybe another player. Yeah, I said like the big pieces.
And then I got it right here. Who did Malik Beasley turn into? Or did they just waive him?
He was on the... He went from the Jazz to the Timberwolves?
Mm-hmm.
He went to the Jazz to the Timberwolves?
Oh, wait, no, my bad. He went from Timberwolves to the Jazz.
Did he play on the Jazz? I don't think he played on the Jazz. So they, no. He might have gotten traded in the Russell Westbrook trade, and it ended up in L.A.
I can't think that much.
Like the year after. I'm pretty sure that's why.
That makes sense, though. The Jazz got Walker Kessler out of it. What I'd give the grade to the Timberwolves?
Both grades.
Both?
Both teams.
Mm. Right now, I'd give the Timberwolves A-, B+. No, A-, because of what last year, them getting to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since KG got there in 04. So in 20 years, it was a very special moment. And I do think, I know Gobert gets a lot of hate for his like postseason play, but he did it.
Among other things.
We won't talk about that. But Jokic is Jokic. You're not going to stop Jokic, but he did a good job on him. And that three big rotation of Cat on Cat on Jokic, Gobert on Jokic, and Naz Reid on Jokic, who in my personal opinion did the best on him. I think really did slow down the Nuggets and was able to get the Timberwolves those big wins, like the Game 5 win, I'm pretty sure, and then also the Game 7 20-point comeback win. And I think you remember when Gobert hit that fadeaway.
Oh, yes. All-time moment. That doesn't get talked about enough.
But there's potential for this grade to go down just because, obviously, the picks. And like what you said, like during the what trade was it? The De'Aaron Fox trade.
Oh, De'Aaron Fox.
That 2031 pick could be really good because Ant leaves. The Jazz have a 2029 pick and a 2027 pick. So if Ant does leave, those could be really good picks.
Yes.
We'll see.
Oof.
For the Jazz. This is hard because it's a lot of... Because Malik Beasley's not on the team. Patrick Beverley's not on the team. Leandro Balmero. I don't even recall who that is.
He's just a name. He couldn't play in the EuroLeague.
And they don't have Vanderbilt anymore.
Nope.
But with the 2022 pick, they got Walker Kessler.
Walker Kessler's weird because it's just like... Sometimes he's like part of the future, and then other times he's not. He's been getting benched because like offensively
he started off really good, but then like he's kind of stayed the same.
Yeah, and like offensively, I don't know. But like I remember, like some of the Jazz fans, like they were calling him soft because he's not like dunking. And
oh yeah, I remember.
It's a whole thing. I don't know. The APB.
But then like the Jazz also like kind of consider him like tradable.
I mean, they're asking for 2 first-round picks, so I don't think he's tradable.
Who did they use for that 2023 pick? Do you remember? The Jazz. Let me look it up.
Maybe Isaiah Collier?
No, he was second round.
He was second round. Wow.
Was he? Because I wanted the Raptors to get him, but I think they got him right before. Let me get it. Maybe you're right. Maybe it was Kessler, because... That pick would be
Collier, because, man, I said Collier, wow. 5-star recruit.
Oh, Bryce Sensabaugh, the GOAT.
Bryce Sensabaugh, okay.
The GOAT.
All right.
Where is
he? I don't know. Wow. Jazz got some stuff to figure out, man. Eventually, they're going to have to go into, like...
He was drafted 2 years ago?
Who?
Sensabaugh?
Yes, because he didn't get any minutes last year. And then now he's getting minutes and like
playing. He should be getting more minutes, but that's a whole different thing. You said who to him. That was very disrespectful.
When?
You did. I was texting you. You're like, Bryce says it when it was the national TV game.
I didn't say who to Bryce Hudson Strong.
Yes, you did.
No,
you said who?
No, I didn't. I'd never do that.
Yes, you did.
I was talking about Isaiah. Now. No, I was like, you said Bryce. And I was like, ugh, but I got to watch Isaiah Collier minutes. And then he was like,
Isaiah Collier too.
He's been
playing really good.
He's been playing really great as of late. But man, he's really started from the bottom. I remember he was getting like Ben Simmons treatment, Ben Simmons, Andre Roberson treatment. They were just looking at him. Like from the free throw line, you were just looking at him. But he's been great now. But yeah, Jazz got a lot of stuff to figure out. But for me, it's still a TBD because I don't know like about those picks. But
that 2025 pick is gonna be like the 22nd pick.
Yeah, so
around there. So I'd give it like, for now, I'd have to give it like a C.
The Jazz?
Just because they haven't really done anything. But I think potential-wise, I think that could be like an A.
Me? Well, I'm grading this trade off potential because we don't know.
Okay, if we're doing off potential, I'll give them an A. Because I think getting 5 first-round picks for Gobert is kind of nuts. And then you had the first Timberwolves season, which was really bad. And then you had the second season, and now like they look like they're back at like non-competitive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking. They traded a first round pick 6 years into the future for Rudy Gobert. Really?
Well, that's when. I don't know. This is a hard. We have to wait a little bit. I feel like.
Man, you know, I came in here today really high on the Timberwolves, but after really thinking it over in the last 2 minutes, I'm giving the Timberwolves like a C, because I don't know if I would have done that still. Like, I just feel like now all you need your center to do is rebound, block, protect the hoop. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
maybe that low key
set screens and dunk.
You got to think about it too. Naz Reid has been off the bench, and if you give him Naz Reid those starting minutes, they'd have the best shooting front court of all time with Kat and Naz Reid.
The only thing with Naz Reid sometimes, he doesn't like to play defense.
I'm not even joking. I think he was the best guy who defended Jokic that whole series.
I mean, yeah, with Rudy, helping him, in the back. But,
No, I saw multiple one-on-one possessions where Naz Reid, prevented Jokic from making it. I know what you're saying, though. I think Naz Reid is a little, what's the word? Inconsistent on defense.
And he's not a good rim protector. And I don't know if you can have a center. Yeah, I don't know if you can have a center who can who can rim.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's why I would give. That's why I would give them the Timberwolves a B+, just because I don't think they make the conference finals without Rudy.
You have to trade 5 picks to get your rim protecting center,
but he's one of the best rim protecting centers of all time.
That's true. You have to trade 5 picks to get to trade for rim protecting center. I don't know.
Okay, but you don't even know what those picks are going to turn into. The Timberwolves are going to stay competitive for the next how many years? Those picks aren't going to be really valuable.
I'd pencil them in for 2 to 3 more years, but before where things just get great.
Okay. The only pick that I'm looking at that could be really valuable is the 2029 pick. Maybe the 2027 pick. But I don't think Ant's going to leave in 2 years. So, we're looking at 2025. Right? It's going to be the 22nd overall pick. I think in 2026, I think the Timberwolves, and 2026, 2027, I think the Timberwolves could get a little better. So, those picks will be around the same. And then 2029, but we are in a state of the league where 2026 is a pick swap. My bad.
Yeah, what do you call it? That picks up don't mean nothing.
But we are in a state of the league where these first round picks could be really valuable. So when you think about it in that stance, those could be We'll see, though.
I'm just going to say, if he doesn't sign an extension in the offseason of, like, 2027, then I'd be worried. I'd be worried. Because
the only really valuable pick would be 2029.
Yeah, I hope so. Unless he, like, requests a trade in offseason.
Also, God forbid injury as well.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah. But yeah, if I had to give a grade for the Timberwolves, it's a C.
It seems so low because I feel like you don't respect that conference finals run.
I mean, it's been one conference finals run. What, two play-ins? Like, they're what?
They can make the playoffs this year. I think they will.
I hope so. And for the Jazz, yeah, this is A. I think they really sold high on a player who was like not having his best year, like the last year as a Jazz. But I have faith in the Timberwolves to figure it out. But they're getting a C.
So I would give B plus. B plus for the Timberwolves and then like an A for the Jazz, just because of the potential factor. I think that's fair.
You said a B plus for the Timberwolves?
B to B plus. I feel like C is like really harsh.
They gave up a lot of picks for Rudy Gobert. We're not gonna lie.
They did, that's why. But they also got him. He also was the main reason why they got the conference finals.
Okay, then since he's so worth so much picks, then why aren't they like top four right now?
Because they got Julius Randle.
So then the reason why they weren't in the conference was now they don't have cap, right? That's the reason. Because like,
I mean, okay, hey, I'm just saying, like, when you add Rudy Gobert, you have a with a team with cap. The rim protect, the defense is gonna be a lot better.
For sure.
Like, okay, do you think? Okay, so what would you grade the Knicks trade for Mikal? But this is what I'm saying.
Okay. Like the only way the Timberwolves would get like an A or B plus
if they win the finals.
If they get an A plus if they win the finals easily, like you don't even think about it. But if they're like a perennial conference second round team, then I'd bump it up to like a B. But they haven't been a perennial conference team.
They just made the conference finals last year.
Are they making the conference finals this year?
You don't know.
No, I bet all the money in my pocket they will not sniff the conference finals this year.
Okay. But
so
like
we're shooting 1 for 3. And like what happened last year? The year before last year.
They had to figure it out.
But what round did they lose to? Like I'm trying to remember.
It was the first round, wasn't it? Because they played the Grizzlies, yeah.
Oh, they're shooting 1 for 3. They're shooting 1 for 3.
Because then the Grizzlies played the Lakers and the Lakers got them.
But yes, to answer the Mikal thing, it's a lot of picks. But if we win, and we'll see what the picks turn out to.
Yeah, they win, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, when you're on the verge of being a contending team, I think it's fair to give up that amount of picks. Not fair, but, like, I think it would work out. Like, if it works out, it works out.
The Timberwolves were on a verge of a contending team.
They were just in the conference finals last year.
No, before when they made the Rudy Gobert trade.
But that was the...
As the 7th
Rudy Gobert was what, like 20... No, he was 30.
As the 7th seed, they were not in a position to trade 5 first-round picks.
But they got... Not exponentially better, but... Okay, it didn't work out the first year. But when the trade was first made, it was an overpay.
For sure.
But people went to that season thinking, oh, the Timberwolves are going to be great. I remember that. But then they played really rough the first year because they didn't figure it out. And then they finally clicked, and then you saw the second year. And then, unfortunately, Cat was traded, so it does kill it a little bit.
And do you know why Cat was traded?
Because the luxury tax. Not luxury tax, that second apron.
And do you know why? Who's making an X amount of dollars?
Okay, but that was the Jazz game.
Okay. I'm just saying, I don't know. See, I came in here way too optimistic, but now that I'm like, I don't know.
I know what you mean, but I just think it was a historic moment for them, making the conference finals, and I do value for that, and it really did make him like a team to watch.
A team to watch one.
Like last two seasons.
Including this season?
They just beat the Thunder.
Mm. Okay.
Like they're not as good as last year, but I still think they can be a fun team to watch.
Okay. You know what? We're going to play a couple songs.
We'll come back. Okay, we'll go back to this talk 2 years online.
We'll come back.
And we'll see. Until I found it's me versus me. Why?
Just remember, what happens on Earth stays on Earth. We're gonna put it in reverse.
Darling, I've told you many times, and now I'm telling you once again. Just to remind you, sweetheart, that my...
Oh, Lamar, Hail Mary, your Mary, times is hard. Pray with the hooligan, shadows all in the dark. Fellowship with demons and relatives, I'm a star. Life is one funny mob, a true comedian. You gotta love him, you gotta trust him. I might be bugging, infomercials and no sleep. Introverted by my thoughts, children listening gets deep. See, once upon a time inside the Nickerson Garden Projects, the object was to process and digest poverty's dialect. Adaptation inevitable, gun violence by federal policies, rape builders and drug professionals. Anthony was the oldest of seven, well-respected, calm and collected. Laughing and joking made life easier. Hard times, mama, a four-year-old telling his nanny he needed her. His family history, pimping and banking. He was meant to be dangerous. Clacked him a grip and starts 15, scraping up his jeans with quarter pieces. Even got some from a smoker last weekend. Dodge a policeman working for his big homie. Small town hustler graduated to a brick on him. $10,000 out of for project housing. That's on the daily. Seen his first meal, 20 years old. Had a couple of babies. Had a couple of shooters. Caught a murder case. Fingerprints on the gun, they're assuming. But witnesses couldn't prove it. That was back when he turned his back and they killed his cousin. He beat the case and went back to hustling. Bird shuffling, Anthony rang. The first in the projects with the two-tone Mustang. That 5.0 thing. They say 5-0 came. Circling parking lots and parking spots and hopping out while harassing the corner blocks. Crooked cops told Anthony he should kick it. He brushed him off and walked back to the Kentucky Fried Chicken. See, at this chicken spot there was a light skin that talked a lot with a curly top and a gap in his teeth. He worked the window. His name was Ducky. He came from the streets to Robert Taylor home. Southside Project, Chirac, the Terror Dome. Drove to California with a woman on him and $500. They had a son hoping that he see college. Hustling on the side with a 9-to-5 to freak it. Cadillac severely ride his son around on weekends. Three-piece special with his name on his shirt pocket. Cross the street from the projects, Anthony Plant to rob it. Stuck up the place before, back in 84. That's when affiliation was really 8 years of war. So many relatives telling us, selling us, devilish work, scaling us, crime, intelligent, felonous, prevalent, proposition with nines. Ducky was well aware, they robbed the manager and shot a customer last year. He figured he'd get on these good sides. Free chicken, every time Anthony posted in line. Two extra biscuits, Anthony liked them and then let them slide. They didn't kill him, in fact it looked like they're the last to survive. Pay attention, that one decision changed both of their lives. One curse at a time, reverse the manifest of good karma and I tell you why. You take two strangers and put them in random predicaments. Give them a soul so they can make their own choices and live with it. 20 years later, them same strangers, you make them meet again. Inside recording studios where they reaping their benefits. Then you start reminding them about that chicken incident. Whoever thought the greatest rapper would be from coincidence? Because if Anthony killed Ducky, Top Dog could be serving life while I grow up without a father and die in a gunfight.
Now fuck in the eyes, need now for that the world.
Now look, I'm never see the
ghost.
killer. It's the off season. Let's keep it tall. Y'all ain't f***ing with my man. And don't check your watch. You know the time. Cold World. Killer Cam. This is f***ing finish.
It's too easy for me now. Cold been going plat since back when CDs was around. What you sold, I tripled that. I can't believe these clowns. Look how everybody clapping when your 30 song album do a measly 100,000. If I'm betting on myself, then I completely double down. If you hate it on a... please don't greet me with a pound. I be staying out the way, but if the beef do come around, could put an M right on your head. You Luigi brother now. Trace my steps all in this game. You can see we cover ground. Back and forth from NC to New York when Jeezy had the crown. Vivid memories, second thought to squeeze, we ducking down. So many shells left on the ground, it make the Easter Bunny proud. I get up, dust my clothes off. Sleep is the cousin of death. No plans to doze off. The streets that don't come with a ref. I never sold off. Just creep where the hustlers crept and got they O's off. You reach up and like Steph to blow your nose off. Kazoom tight and then resume flight as if it never happened. We witness full of so much sickness. Angels shedding tears in heaven. Word to Eric Clapton. Off this clever rapping. My pockets gone forever fatten. They gone forever fatten.
See? You try to tell people, they act like they don't even fucking speak English.
My pen of the paper's lethal. I'm sending them straight to meet the that made them peep the reaper creeping on you. The sin of failure reeking on you. Check your genitalia. It's again bleeding on yourself. When coal is bold, but it's impeding on your health. All your eating off your wealth. All my feeding all they cells. And it feels swell. Krispy Kreme dreams. Sometimes my dogs want to 12, cause they steady harassing. We seen dilemmas like Nelly and Kelly that ended a deadliest fashion. My young nutty, they blasting. Bullets be humming like Cuddy, but one of your hoodies, SpaghettiOs splashing. All over the driveway, y'all talking all sideways. Shots popping off, y'all laid down. Cops chalking off y'all legs now. God watching, hey Yahweh. My look up to the sky like we sending in Yahweh. We sending in Yahweh.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all see what the fuck going on out here? Killer. Harlem. I-95, Carolina, 2-6, stand up, move.
Put your hood up. Hello, everyone. If you're new, this is A Shot Diet with me and David. Last song we played was 95 South?
95 South.
Sadly, I remember that song.
Great intro.
Horrible.
You had some things to say.
About what?
The playoff teams.
Oh, the playoff team. I thought you were talking about the Cole song. Because I don't want to cook you on air like that.
See, he has this, like... some days he doesn't know music. Some days he does.
Today, I do know music. Huh.
It's just an off day for him.
All right, do you want to go with the East or West?
West. The West.
West. Ooh, you want to start with the West?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So we're doing if the playoffs started today.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yep.
With that. All right. So right now. Oh, my bad. Right now it would be the Nuggets versus Clippers.
Oh.
How do you think that would go?
Fun matchup because the Clippers have Ben Simmons now. Ah.
He actually played really good. I think he had 12, 6 and 8. Or 8 and 6, something like that.
Yes. 3 steals, too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, as Ben Simmons fan club number one member, it's been a long road. It's been a tough road. But
saying this after one game.
We're back up now. And
went to overtime with the Jazz.
Off of back-to-back. We're back up now. And it's a...
where the Jazz are off of back-to-back, too.
It's a great day to be a Ben Simmons fan. And he played great. But in all seriousness, though.
4-4 from free throw.
See, change the scenery. They send him to the bowels of Brooklyn. But now he's in LA.
73% from the free throw line this year.
See, he's good. See, man. But yes, a Nuggets.
I got Nuggets in 5.
Hmm.
Unless Kawhi becomes, like, turns back the clock.
Yeah, Kawhi should be fine after the All-Star break.
Fine. Yeah. I say Nuggets 5 because I don't know what Kawhi's going to be. I think Harden will play good. I think Norman will translate just fine to the playoffs. But like, I think the Nuggets are like the second best team in the West. And I don't know. I don't really see like Zubac on Jokic. No offense to Zubac, but like, I think Jokic is going to do his thing. We all know playoff Jamal Murray. Especially if like Brown can get hot, P. Watts can get hot, Michael Porter Jr. gets hot. It's all possible things. I don't really see a way. I know the Clippers are one of the best defensive teams in the league, but I just don't see them a way of slowing down the Nuggets.
You forgot Russ.
Oh, my bad.
Russell Westbrook. That's going to be a great, man.
Russ is going to get his revenge tour.
That's going to be a great playoff series for me to watch. But
shout out to Clippers, but they just don't really match up well.
Yeah. Nuggets in five, maybe six, but Nuggets
six if Kawhi is like healthy.
I think Kawhi is going to be fine. I really don't have any like worries about Kawhi. It's just him getting hurt, but like him coming back, he just needs like a readjustment period and he'll be fine. But like, unless he's washed, but I don't think he's washed.
And then 4-5 matchup right now would be Rockets Lakers. I think this would be a fun series because this would probably be one of the best defenses in the league versus one of the best offense in the league after Luka trade. I know Luka has played pretty rough, but he'll be back to his old self soon enough. What do you think?
Yeah, the Lakers are definitely beating them like in 5 or 6. I'm not gonna lie. Rockets are great. They've been a great team.
Not lately.
No, they've
not off clip. 3-7 last time.
Great team defensively. They've a lot of guys can guard multiple positions. They rim protect. They rebound. Great rebounding team.
Great defender. Great defense on the perimeter.
Athletically, they're great. But yeah, they're gonna have to score like 110 points every game, and I don't think they can really do that.
They can't.
So that's where it comes down to Luka, LeBron.
And I also think their play style won't really translate to the offseason. Like with Jalen Green, as much as I don't want to say, I don't think Amen at this point in time will really translate well. I saw some people say he'll be unplayable, which I think is ridiculous because he's really good off ball, but I do think his production will slow down a little bit. I just don't really see him like translating that well to playoffs, and I'd have Lakers in 5-2.
It'd be tough if you have him and like Dylan Brooks together. If you have him, Brooks, and Sengun, or like Tari, I don't know, they have a lot of spacing issues they gotta kind of figure
out.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Warriors game yesterday?
No, I did not, but I know the Warriors.
They just packed in the paint when Amen had the ball, and the only really capable shooter in that lineup was like, it's crazy as it is to say, Dylan Brooks was the only really capable shooter. So then with that, it's just really hard.
But then, like, I know for a fact in the playoffs, they're just gonna leave him.
The Lakers have a lot of experience. You obviously have LeBron. You have Luka, who just went to the finals last year. Rui has been on some deep playoff runs. Sammy Reeves. Who am I? I'm forgetting someone on that team.
No, you're good.
Gabe Vincent made the finals.
Oh, yeah, Gabe Vincent.
Respect Gabe Vincent. Gabe Vincent is playing good.
Yes, he's been playing better as of late.
So I think, yeah. I mean, I can only really see the Rockets making this like a 6-game series if Sengun goes off. But I don't really. Sengun's such a weird player.
He has not had a great season, I feel like. I feel like been more efficient in earlier years.
Should have been Sabonis All-Star, but that's a whole different topic. Or Jalen Green goes for like 28 points per game. But I think I was talking to you about it. The Rockets do need Jalen Green to really make a jump in like the next couple years, or they're going to have to make a trade because you can't not have a number one scoring option in 2025. The last time we saw a team win the championship without like that number one option was the Pistons. But that was like a top two defensive team of all time.
And like Richard Hamilton was getting you like an efficient like 22 or whatever.
Yeah. And Chauncey was like high, like it was like 19, I think.
Yeah.
And then he's like
efficient 19.
Tayshaun Prince, one of the best perimeter defenders in the league. Ben Wallace is one of the best rim protectors in the league. Rasheed Wallace was, what's the word?
Versatile?
What'd you say?
Versatile?
No, very versatile, but like, he was a transcendent player during that time. Like, he could definitely fit in the more modern era.
Mm-hmm.
He was really good. And then who'd they have off their bench? They had some good bench players. I forgot who they were, though.
Oh, but, side note, back on the Rockets, though, they were one of my most surprising teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Well, okay, I'm like, not for me, but for everyone else, I feel like. I had them top six. I didn't have them, like, second place for, like, majority of the season up until, like the recent slide. But
I guess it shows how valuable Fred VanVleet is.
Yeah, I feel like they were really good last year, too. Like, I don't know. Emay's really changed some things. Like, they're rebuilding the right way.
Yeah, for sure. I do think this is a good, like, testing year. I think it would be a word for it. Just see where they're at, where they are at.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can make moves this offseason. I did want them to get De'Aaron Fox. I feel like that would have been good for them. But, and soon, the near's coming, we have players like Trae Young. Trae Young will be available. Devin Booker.
Yeah, I think they're going to be all in for Devin Booker.
We'll see. So right now, so we're going to move on. So I have like Lakers in five.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, the Grizzlies would be matched up with the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be a good series. You got Ja versus Ant. All the games have been really competitive this season. Also, I want to get off track a little bit. Can Ant please stop taking those game-winning threes when they're down two?
No.
It annoys me so much. But, I think this would be a really competitive series.
I think if the Timberwolves could get out the first round, it's the Grizzlies I think could do it on.
I'd take Grizzlies in like 6-0. Very competitive 6-0. I just think Julius Randle's going to be really unplayable. I don't trust Julius Randle, like, at all. Rudy Gobert. Like, who's going to guard Jaren Jackson? I don't think they really have a player to guard Jaren Jackson.
Jaden McDaniels?
Stop. But then you have Ja. You could put Ant on him. I don't know. And plus, Luke Kennard is going to go for, like, 6 threes.
Oh, okay.
I'll take Grizzlies in like 6-0.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that series goes to 7.
7?
I don't know how to feel about the Grizzlies because it's a young team.
Very, very young.
But they're doing great. But I just don't know how, like, Ja. Because Ja's been, like, not great this year. Hopefully after the All-Star break, he, like, picks it up, but he hasn't really been great at all. And, like, Jaren Jackson's, like, by far been the best player on that team.
And they're also really deep.
But, oof.
So you got Timberwolves in 7?
Oof. Oh, God. The series is going to 7. I don't know who I'm picking, but the series is going to 7.
Oh, we look like we should have done Timberwolves Mavericks first.
Do you have, a team in the East?
Yeah, we're going. We're running out of time, I fear. So, Knicks versus Pistons first round. That could be really entertaining. I think that could be a good series. Cade Cunningham. Who's guarding Cade? No one.
Do you want to give your answer first, or do you want to?
I'll go Knicks in 6.
Knicks in 6?
Not really competitive 6, but I think the Pistons can steal through.
We might sweep them.
Sweep it. No, stop. They're not sweeping.
Maybe 5. They could probably get one in Detroit.
I think Cade Cunningham Classic and MSG.
Because
and then
he's
I
not
think,
winning an MSG.
Just yeah. Oh,
I guarantee.
I can't wait. And then you have, I think Malik Beasley will hit like 8 threes one game.
In Detroit.
But I feel like It'd be like, it would be a six game series in my opinion, but it wouldn't really be close.
Yeah, they're getting they might get swept. Like, depending on us, the Knicks love to not be a serious basketball team. But
sometimes play down to the competition.
No, I feel like we've been great for the competition. It's just like the great teams we've been like on and off with sometimes.
Yeah, that's why you better hope you don't play the Hawks.
We're gonna sweep the Hawks.
No, you wouldn't. Oh, you can't even
in five.
Barely.
I don't think it goes past six.
Seven, I would give it to the Hawks, but I'd feel bad for you. Because, you know, if it was like the Raptors in that position, that Raptors would sweep. But Trae Young just owns New York. What can I say?
We would sweep the Hawks. Like, I have no.
All right, we got to. Okay. Rematch of the last year, Bucks Pacers. Do you think it would go the same way, or do you think it would be different this year?
Giannis healthy?
Yeah.
I think the Bucks would win in, like, six.
Low-key, I might take... That'd be a good series. I think it's a 6-7 game series. It just really depends on the Bucks' role play. Like, Kuzma. It really depends what Kuzma can do. AJ Green, if he's on fire.
Mm-hmm. I think Kuzma's going to have a much better playoff series. Mm-hmm. Compared to the regular season. And yeah, they'd be all right. I think the Bucks, I don't think the Pacers would be as great as like last year.
I'll go Bucks in seven.
Seven?
Pacers are really good, dude. Since the start of the new year. We'll see though. Anyways, all right, what do you think?
Wow. One, shout out Andrew Nembhard. He's been, like, guarding everybody on defense. He's had, like, the second hardest, like, matchup, like, all season. Mm-hmm. But if, like, they're healthy, it's really hard to see the Pacers beating them.
But they match up good with the Bucks, though, I feel like.
Yeah.
They match up decently well. I would give it to the Bucks in seven. I think that's a really good series.
Well, the Bucks might have, like, two best players in the series. I don't think it goes.
Okay, but then the Pacers have like the next five best players in the series. But stop, we're not doing that. We're not doing this.
Tyrese Halliburton,
Pascal, yeah, Miles Turner, Benedict, and Nembhard. All clear. Lopez or anyone else?
Are we sure Kuzma can't sneak into?
No, no, absolutely not. Unless he like shows he can be really good. No, we're not.
I think Kuzma could definitely be better than at least two of those players.
No. Then who?
Could be better than Benedict Mathurin.
No, he can't.
In a playoff series?
No.
Benedict Mathurin is not. He is not.
You better. Yeah, you're being really disrespectful right now.
He doesn't know what the playoffs is.
You're being really disrespectful to that.
I love Benedict Mathurin, but he doesn't know what the playoffs is.
We'll see then when he drops 20 a game. We'll see.
Yeah, and gives up like 40.
We got to hurry this up, sadly. Do you want to do...
Possibly. Yes, I have a stat for you to guess.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Disappointing teams. What was I saying? Oh, the Suns, they blew it. I thought it would be top three. They're not even in the play-in.
My disappointing team is the Sixers.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Oh, and I guess not really a player, but Paul George. Actually really does hurt my heart, like how much his regression... and the fact that Norman Powell has, like, really taken the spot. And the crazy... Tobias Harris is playing better than them. When Tobias Harris won on the Sixers... And didn't I tell you, like, I wasn't really big fan of Tobias Harris?
You might have.
He's playing better than Paul George, like, genuinely.
Yes, he is. Yes. But I think...
It hurts to see.
People really... Like,
Paul George took 7 shots against the Brooklyn Nets when he was supposed to be the number one option. Mm-hmm. They lost to the Nets. They lost back-to-back games to the Nets and Raptors.
Yeah. People really don't know how much role matters and, like, just a change of scenery and, like, how much that can change things. Because Tobias Harris, I think he was miserable in Philly for, like, the last 2 to 3 years. And, like, he had a choice. He went to go sign with Detroit. Detroit knew what to expect of him. Just to be a vet. Just to score a couple points. And that's it. And he's been doing exactly that.
For sure, yeah. Shout out to Tobias Harris. Surprising team. I'll go with the Grizzlies. I think I've had it in the play-in just because I didn't know how well they're going to. I thought they were going to have to, like, take a year to, like, regather.
Mm-hmm.
But they really surprised me. Ja's not even playing that good. But it's just the whole team playing really, really good.
Yeah, I knew they were going to be good, just not, like, again, like,
I didn't know they'd be, like, yeah. Good. And generally, like, one of the best teams in the West.
Now, I have a stat. There are five players with 5-plus 40-point games this season. Who are they?
Shea.
Yep.
Ant.
Mm-hmm.
Book. You said 5-plus?
Five players. Yeah, you got 5-plus 40-point games.
Brunson?
Nope.
Booker?
No.
No. Oh, Jokic.
Yes.
Oh, I'm out of my mind. Is Tatum in there?
Tatum's not in there.
That's Donovan.
Nope. International.
Oh, Giannis.
Yes. And one more.
No. It's not Wemby, is it?
No. He's, like, kind of international, but he might be American, too. So, I don't know.
East or West?
East.
Kind of international. Paolo?
Scored 40. That's a great guess, but scored 40 back-to-back.
Oh! East? Wait, 40 back-to-back.
Yes.
I was thinking Trey Murphy.
No. Nickname, Mr. Bodega. Big Bodega.
Cat. Oh.
All right.
I was about to say Cat, but I was like, I thought it did say Cat. I guess it didn't.
Yeah. Carlton Towns.
So the Knicks have two players in that?
No. Brunson has not had 5-plus.
Oh, okay. But he has 4, though, right? Because he had, like, the 50-point. He's, like, 1 or 2 off.
He's been great. I don't know who's been the best player on that team. But honestly, who cares? We're winning games.
I think they both make the second team, at least.
I'm greedy. I want first team.
They could.
We'll see if someone sneaks their way on the first team, though. Do you have any games of the weekend?
Huh.
Oh. There's no games this weekend. We're going to be watching the All-Star game. We'll be watching the three-point contest.
Dunk contest.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the dunk contest. And the Rising Stars. I will be locked in 9 o'clock sharp for the Rising Stars. Because that is the one time I get to watch everyone from the Young Buck Report. All in one spot. It's great.
Games for Thursday, then, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with Clippers Bucks.
That's the best game on Thursday?
There's a lot of games Thursday. You have Grizzlies Pacers, Celtics, okay. Sixers, Magic Hawks, Cavs Nets, Bulls Knicks, Hornets Nuggets, Spurs Suns, and Lakers Blazers.
Sign me up for Spurs Suns.
No.
Yes.
Not. No.
Sign me up.
I was also thinking Magic Hawks. That could be a good series too. Or a good game. But
are they healthy? If the Magic are fully healthy with Jalen Suggs in them, then yes.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I don't want to watch the Atlanta Hawks after last night. So, never mind. Never mind.
I think we got to wrap it up, sadly.
Yes.
But,
we'll be back next week. Same time, same location.
Be in tune for Ball and Beats Monday. That's David's show. And then Vlogging with Log Wednesday. It's my show. It's been real, guys. This is Logan and David. The Shot Diet ends.
We'll see y'all next Friday.
Peace. Just
W-O-N-Y-O-N. We play.
I have to pay for this.
A little bit of everything.
Pop the U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here